Thank you for joining Manners and Other Matters, the podcast which brings you all the insights you need to navigate the intricate world of modern manners and elegant living. I'm your host, Louise Percy, and I'm delighted to be your guide on this journey towards a more refined and gracious way of life. I'm here to share my knowledge and insights with you, and I will also be bringing in a lineup of experts from the worlds of etiquette and elegant living to share their wisdom and experiences. The art of etiquette isn't just about following a set of rigid, traditional rules. It's about fostering meaningful relationships, both in your personal and professional life. Whether you're dining with colleagues, entertaining guests, or simply striving for a more elegant lifestyle. Subscribe to Manners and Other Matters today, and let's explore the world of etiquette, manners, and the pursuit of elegance together. Hello. In today's episode, I'm going to be looking at a very interesting subject. It's the ever-evolving world of dating etiquette. Exploring the do's and don'ts of contemporary romance, both in person and online, and I'm going to be spilling some personal secrets. From the excitement of first dates to the complexities of dating over 50, and I'm in that category, I'm going to be talking about the intricacies of modern courtship with grace, and once you're in the 50s, the wisdom of hindsight. Join me as I look at the key principles and nuances of dating etiquette for every generation. So I'm going to let you know right off the bat that in my 50s, I was single, having gone through divorce, and I went on to a dating app called RSVP. I don't even know if it's still around anymore. But as a result of that exploration into the online dating world, which terrified me. And so all of the advice I'm going to be giving you is underwritten by dating in my 50s, but also for those of you that are younger, the information gleaned and given from my children who are in their 30s and 40s, and also the memories that they've shared with me when they knew that I was actually going to do this episode. We're going to be talking about all sorts of things, but the secret is that after meeting my partner, Brian, on a dating app, we are still together, celebrating 10 years this year. And from our first lunch, we have been inseparable. So, ladies and gentlemen and others, it's for all of us. It doesn't matter how we're dating, what we're doing. There are some guidelines, and I'm here to give them to you. So I remember going back, gosh, so many years to first dating. And I can remember my 20s particularly. I was in Canberra, which is the national capital of Australia. I was working for a prime minister, Malcolm Fraser. And so there were lots of ways that I was dating. You're meeting people all the time through a very, very vibrant workspace. But I must say that in looking at this episode, the dating guidelines that we were going through when I was in my 20s were not very different to those that were happening even online when I was in my 50s. So let's launch into it, and I will give you some ideas. The most important component in any relationship, it doesn't matter whether you're dating and it's romance or it's with your family members, your friends, your colleagues, your children, is communication. So I think that in any dating situation, it's really important to establish your communication etiquette. And that means setting boundaries for texting, calling, and social media interactions. I always say to any of my clients in any of my courses, but particularly the social etiquette courses and masterclasses, is never tag anybody without their permission on social media. And also be kind. If you've taken a photo of somebody with you, a selfie, let's say, don't put it up if they look ghastly. You wouldn't like them doing it to you. But with regard to early dating etiquette, I do think it needs to be said that over texting or over calling is not a wise thing. I remember my mother used to say to me, Louise, always maintain a little intrigue when you're first meeting people. In this day and age, with so much social media, we tend to over-socialize and overshare in so many ways. But do we really need to do that? I don't think so. I hope you're enjoying this episode. I run many, many different classes, courses, and masterclasses that give confidence through the knowledge of etiquette, manners, grace, charm. If you would like to join me, either in person around Australia or online, please do contact me through the Percy Institute website, which is thepercyinstitute.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Elegance and graciousness, charm, consideration, respect, and empathy for others are the tenets of what I consider modern etiquette for all of us. And I think they should be at the forefront of our thoughts when we're dating. Do respect if people are texting you, calling you, etc. Respect response times. And don't over-communicate. And use your language sensibly, graciously, generously, and kindly. Speak even in your texts the way you would like other people to speak to you. So let's have a look at navigating the online dating platforms. There are many, many experts out there who can tell you so much more than me about what to do with online dating platforms. But my first consideration as an etiquette consultant is to suggest to you that you should be authentic. Maintain your own level of integrity. And if you've chosen to have a component of elegance in your behavioral standards, in your personality, let that shine forward. But authenticity and integrity are absolutely paramount. So craft your genuine, engaging profile. Don't try to be something that you're not, but do enhance all the really positive aspects about you. If you're a good communicator, if you love dogs, though animal things can be a bit tricky. Be yourself. You're dealing with another human being. You're not actually dealing with an app. You're going through an app to deal with another human being. So speak to that person that you would like to share a coffee, a lunch, a dinner, and perhaps a life with as you, and as you would like them to hear your voice. Initiating conversations and responding to messages. The key takeout from here is respectful. Be respectful. If somebody's making an effort to communicate with you and they don't seem to be your type, just say thank you so very much and I wish you all the very best on your journey. So do manage your expectations and your options. There are traditional courtesies, even in modern dating, be it in person or online. Be respectful regardless of gender. It's a given that we should all respect each other. And before you can respect anybody else, you must have respect for yourself. So think about that before you start on the journey of putting yourself out there, particularly if you're coming off a broken heart or a journey that went the way you would prefer it not to have. Keep your options open. You are yourself. It's all about respect, consideration, and kindness to you first, and then other people. And then this situation of handling, rejecting, and ghosting. As I've just mentioned, please do communicate respectfully if you're not interested in an opportunity. And that may well be after a first date. Let's say you've met in the old-fashioned way, you've met through a club or you've met through mutual friends, and you really feel as if this person has a little spark. And you go for coffee, lunch, dinner, a walk along the river, a walk along the beach, a hike, and you feel as if there are moments when this probably isn't for you. Be respectful and just say so. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed having some time to spend with you. But at this point, I'm certainly feeling that we are going to be very good friends and perhaps not more. Remember that your vocal tone, your verbal tone, the graduation in your voice and the kindness in your voice is just as important as the message that you're delivering. And so what do you do? If, like me, and I had a few rejections before I met my wonderful partner, how do you cope with that? You cope with it elegantly. I've had friends who've taken it out on social media, who have told all their friends how ghastly this person is, which is really not a good idea if you're in the same social circle. My thought is always to take some time out for you. Be gentle with you. Be kind and considerate for you. Take some time out. Lick your wounds. See where things didn't work out. It's always two sides to every relationship. And move forward positively with your respect in place. You can't do that if you make a mess of things at the breakup. So remember that you are the most important person in any breakup and treat yourself with the manners that you would like others to show to you. So what happens though when you've actually had a positive interaction and you decide to go on a first date? It's always terrifying meeting people that you don't really know. Perhaps you've had some texts, perhaps you've even had a old-fashioned telephone call. Perhaps you've even had a Zoom or a Teams, whatever it is, FaceTime. The most important thing about any first date is the communication. So do practice active listening if you're an interrupter. Do try and cut back on the interrupting, even if it's from enthusiasm, and engage in meaningful conversation. Now, how do we do that with people that we don't really know? You ask people to talk about themselves. Hopefully you won't have been doing online stalking, so you sort of know everything and you can say, well, I know you know this and you do this and you do this and you do this, because that can be a bit terrifying. So why don't you just ask the other person about themselves? Tell me about you is always such a nice way of starting. Or do you prefer to have holidays in the winter or the summer? And that way you can always find out whether or not your mutual activities are going to be winter, summer, hiking, swimming, whatever it may well be. You've already understood that you've got something in common because you've chosen to meet, whether it's a coffee, it's a lunch, or whatever it is. Now, here's a little tip. When my partner and I first met, we decided to go to lunch together. We'd already had some emails and, in fact, we'd had some old-fashioned voice contact through a telephone call. And so we decided to go to lunch. And this brings up the very vexing question of who pays when you go on the first date if you have mutually decided to go? Or who pays if somebody has said, I would really like to take you for lunch or dinner? Or coffee. What my partner and I decided to do, because we were going for a lunch, was to split the bill. But how did we do that? Not down the middle, actually. Brian paid for the drinks that we enjoyed, and I paid for the food. And that way, it was a first date, but we had both shared the experience together, and there were no expectations from the other about what's happening next time or whatever else. It was a really elegant way, I think, of managing it. But if it's just a coffee or whatever, you can actually, something less formal than a lunch, you can offer either of you to split the bill. And if one of you says, oh no, look, I've really enjoyed catching up with you, I'd love to have another time, then that's your opportunity to say, if you're not paying for the bill, oh, well, please, let it be on me next time. These things are really important because they're actually establishing an elegant and a very respectful way of communicating with manners about things that can be very awkward. I'm going to be so interested in your comments on this, so please do leave some comments on whatever platform that you are listening to this. Now, what do we say about the dating etiquette in the digital age? The most important thing, and all of this is digital, I mean, even if we're having an in-person first date rather than an online first date, having met through an app, we're going to be navigating our etiquette and the communication via the digital standards. So this is where all the boundaries come in place that I mentioned right in the beginning. And if you start feeling uncomfortable, it is really important that you ensure your privacy is in place at all times. And with that initial communication, do include not only the texting, etc., but virtual video calls, etc. Now, moving on to dating for the over 50s, there are unique considerations once you get to my age. You need to embrace a positive mindset and confidence in the dating scene, in whichever way you're managing it. Do remember that once you get to the 40s and 50s, you have a wealth of experience under your belt. Use it. Feel confident with it, even if you've had a glitch in a relationship, a broken relationship, a heartbreak. Take all those lessons as something that you can take forward. You'll know much more than those in their 20s and 30s that respecting boundaries and personal space is absolutely essential in any relationship. And you'll need to redefine your priorities and expectations, because you're probably, both of you, financially independent, possibly have grown up children, perhaps even grandchildren. And so the concept of finances and splitting bits and pieces when you're dating doesn't really need to come up so much. You're both independent people. I don't ever use the word chivalry anymore when it comes to etiquette, because I think it's so outdated. And I really enjoy that we can all have relationships in whatever manner we like. But discussing boundaries and consent, even in your 50s, when we think we pretty much know it all, is really important. It's all about, in any relationship, building trust and respect. But once you're in your later years and you have so much knowledge that's just become part of your personality, you know that you can recognize and address red flags in dating dynamics. And don't be afraid to do so. We're much more fearful in our 20s and 30s. Once we get to the 40s, 50s, and 60s, if you're there, notice the red flags, and it doesn't matter how much you like someone. Let your gut allow you to be very respectful and in a way which allows your etiquette to show through and your gracefulness, male or female. Say no. Physical intimacy, I'm not going to go into. I think etiquette and manners have a lot to do with it, but that's not what this podcast is all about, despite the fact it's called Manners and Other Matters. But I think respect, consideration, empathy, kindness, and a modicum of self-confidence will help you through those gentle moments where your relationship is changing its formula. So if the relationship, at whatever age you are, is going to be coming to an end, do end it honestly and kindly. Don't ghost. I dislike that expression intensely, but don't ghost. Always reflect on the lessons that you've learned and maintain your dignity in parting ways. Moving forward with grace and optimism is the keystone of a positive and elegant personality. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I've really, really enjoyed offering it to you. Until next time, be gracious and be kind in all your relationships. Thank you so much for joining me today. Your time and attention are greatly appreciated, and I hope you've found our discussion both enlightening and inspiring. If you've enjoyed our conversation and want to stay connected with us on this journey of elegance and refinement, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platforms. And why not share the wisdom with your friends and family? Etiquette is best enjoyed when it's a shared experience, after all. And for all the latest updates, behind-the-scenes moments, and exclusive content, be sure to follow the Percy Institute on Facebook and Instagram. And please also do join my Facebook group. It's called The Elegance Club, and you'll get exclusive offers and bonuses. Remember, the pursuit of a more elegant life is a continuous journey, and I'm delighted to share your journey. Feedback and engagement mean the world to me here, so please keep those comments, questions, and suggestions coming. I love hearing from you. So until next time, my dear listeners, stay graceful, stay kind, and may your life be filled with elegance and joy. Thank you for being a part of Manners and Other Matters. Goodbye for now.